Spending a few minutes now with Drexel women's basketball coach Denise Dillon. Her squad getting ready to open CAA play. They will take on Towson at the DAC on Friday night. And first of all, coach, you 8-3 heading into Friday. Some impressive wins. The best defensive team, not just in the country, not just in the conference, in the region, but in the country. Overall, 11 games in. How do you feel about the group?
Well, making that statement with the defensive stops, that's been a great thing for this team, just buying into the importance of playing defense each and every night, but every possession, you know, to just give ourselves a chance. So I'm pleased with the overall record. You know, you look at a couple of those games, and of course you'd like to see a better performance and just finishing off a little stronger. But with a younger group, I felt the schedule we put together was challenging and gave them the confidence they needed heading into the most important time of the season, which is CAA play.
Defense is always a key on your squads, but what has allowed this group to play at this level? I mean, I'm sure a lot of it is buy-in, but X and O-wise, do the pieces just really fit together well on that end?
Yeah, well, I would say with our guards and Hannah Nihill and Keyshawna Washington, they are extremely quick, and they do a great job of pressuring the basketball. So I think they're dictating our defensive presence each and every possession. And then you have Bailey Greenberg, who is dynamic on the offensive end, but just doing a really nice job of post play, post D, and whatever's necessary there, even though sometimes she's outmatched size-wise. But it always comes down to the defensive concept. You know, Aubrey Brown is a great anticipator and does a good job of reading things. And Nikki Metzl has moved in the starting lineup this year and is playing big in the post, and that's something we've lacked in the past. So just the whole buy-in of, okay, if you want to get on the floor, you want to help this team, you're going to play defense. So the team as a whole is doing just that.
I know offensively has been a work in progress, but is there room to grow there? Do you think if we have this conversation a month, 2 months from now, you're gonna see an offensive team that's blossomed a little bit?
I have to believe that's definitely going to be the case. Again, with some players taking on a new role this year, the returning players, and then starting a freshman in Keyshawna Washington, just them getting comfortable with our style, with the system and the looks that we get in our offense. You know, again, we have players who can create a little bit. The others have to be ready for the ball. And we talk so often about everyone being a threat, everyone being an option, but them really buying into that and believing they have the green light and they're capable of making those shots. I do feel just with the repetition, we will clean up the offensive end as the season progresses.
Let's talk about Towson Friday night. What do you expect? What do the Tigers bring to the table?
Well, one thing the Towson Tigers can do is score the basketball. They get out in transition and they rebound the ball well. So, again, we're going to rely on our defense. We have to force them to play a half court game. And we do that. We slow them down a little bit. We give ourselves a chance. You limit the possessions. Then you can handle some offensive woes. But it has to start with that, just getting them out of their rhythm of run the ball down the floor and getting second, third chance opportunities.
And you talk about rhythm. Obviously, the holidays with games and practices and then exams before that, you're kind of all over the place. How big is it to get into the rhythm of a conference schedule now?
There's nothing better than in conference play. You could just see the excitement of the team once we finished that last non-conference game against Richmond. Once we started talking about the upcoming weekend with Towson, with JMU, their eyes lit up. You could see the energy increased and the attention to detail at practice was there. This is what they play for, you know, to prove themselves in conference. And I just like the flow of it. You know, you play Friday, Sunday, you're going back-to-back games. It's intense, and you have that routine off Monday and back at it on Tuesday. So I do. I feel this puts us in position. We talk about that repetition, but it's a natural schedule when you get into conference play.